Alright, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday on the top of Reish Chof Aleph. So remember again, the title of this section is Ruach V'Chomer V'Bayis Yehudi, the spirit and the body within the Jewish home. So he writes over here again. Remember the first paragraph he mentioned that when people get married, so very often they expect just to enjoy, to be besimcha, for everything to be pleasurable, and not too long into the marriage do people begin to realize that marriage really requires a significant amount of work. Kasher, second paragraph. Kasher miskalim la'adam tivim ohan hagol shekashelo lihischaber aleihem. When a person discovers in a spouse either certain behaviors or certain natures that are difficult for the other to accept or to connect to, the individual is referring over here, he's phrasing it in the masculine, the person is like taken aback and almost overwhelmed. I did not think that this was the person I married. I was sure that there was someone totally different. So sometimes the things that I discover, and also by what he's referring over here, this happens all the time, because lemaisa, again, you never really know someone until you live with them, until you're married to them, until you're spending much more time with them. So you discover things like, wow, I never knew that. So sometimes the things that I learn about my significant other are relatively small. Right, the revelations are small. Upamim shagiluyim gidolim yoser, and sometimes the revelations are quite dramatic. Ben obas zug migalim tchunos ofi shilo hayu yodim aleh mitchila bevadai lefi datam lo hayu muchanim lischatin in ben obas zug. And sometimes what I discover about my significant other is so profound, is so big, that I say to myself, had I known these things beforehand, perhaps I would not have married the individual. Right? That they're almost like deal-breaker type items, that had I known them, I'm not sure that I would have. I'm not sure I would have made the decisions I made. Divareinu eila mukarim l'chol adam, shekvar avar sashana rishona, v'af pachos mikach. So he writes over here, everyone who is past their shana rishona, their first year in marriage, knows exactly what I'm talking about. That's the mechaber, right? Again, because this is just the dynamic of relationships. He says some people experience this even within shana rishona. In lecha adam sheischatin velo gila dvarim shemamish hithimu oso beben obazug. There is no such thing as a person who got married and was not almost a little bit overwhelmed by certain things that he or she discovered about their significant other. Just absolutely natural, normal, natural fashion to go ahead and see, wow, I never knew that about this person. Ella, shekasher hagiloi katan yachasis. But again, when the quote unquote revelation, when the thing I discovered is relatively small, ha'adam od misugal lehis alim mikach. A person can really just overlook it. Imzo darkov etivolis alim miches rano shumotzi bizlosis. We'll say, of course, this is compounded because some people. Just have a fixation on discovering and uncovering the weaknesses of another. So if a person is that kind of person that always sees the negative, always sees, then obviously what I'm seeing a spouse may even be amplified because that person is even closer to me. But assuming that a person is a normal person, and many individuals, again, will just simply come to overlook certain more minor things. So I discover something about my spouse that I did not know beforehand. It's a little bit bothersome, right? It's a little bit upsetting, but you know what? No one's perfect. And so if it's small enough, I just simply overlook it. Ulam kichol shagilui gadol yoser. But if the revelation is something more dramatic, kein muksha ala adam lis ali min achisarn hamufhak shematza baben obasugo. Then it becomes much more complicated to go ahead and literally to look away or to look away from those deficiencies that I found in my spouse. Again, we'll say it's all very logical. Smaller deficiency or smaller revelation, okay, no one's perfect. We'll figure out a way to deal with that. Much bigger revelation, much, much bigger issue. Suddenly, again, that becomes a little bit more complicated. So he goes on, Meidach, on the other hand, So there are some people that by nature will say, Shikrosi, Nafalti Bepach. Some people will say, oh, You know what? You lied to me. They discover something about their spouse that they did not know beforehand. You lied to me. I fell into a trap. Or maybe I rushed into marriage. I was so eager to be married that I did not spend enough time investigating who it is that I am actually marrying. He says, "Oh, machmash lo hayli yoser kesef lo hayisi misugam lechatchila lechapes benzug brama yoser gavoa." Or this is a very dramatic statement. Or because I don't have enough money, I did not merit to really marry someone of sufficient standing. Okay, ukidome leze teguvos mitguvos shonos shemeha achad ben kulamu chistan beemuna shazivog nikvog al yedei bori olam. Now, when a person says things like this, the Mechaber suggests there's a certain lack of emuna. Now, what does it mean there's a certain lack of emuna? Because remember, again, like we said before, that there are two parts to affecting a marriage. There's the hishtatlus, there's the guf, there's the part, there's the physical. I have to go out on the date, right? I have to go ahead and try to court the individual. But there's the other piece, which is this concept of bashert, which is the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides and has already designated who it is that is going to be my soulmate, who it is that's going to go ahead and be my spouse. So if a person goes ahead and sees these deficiencies in the spouse, and yet says, "Oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. I should have never gotten into this. I made a mistake. I was duped. I was fooled. I didn't have enough money." A person is ignoring the role of God within the creation of their union. Because sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates shidduch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates marriages that are not perfect. They're not perfect. But they're not perfect by, they're imperfect by design. They're imperfect because there's something for me in this marriage that I need to do. They're imperfect because there's some attribute that my spouse has that I need, or that I need to help them fix, whatever it may be. But there's a tachlis. So to go ahead and the question now is, when I discover the imperfections, which is an inevitable part of marital progression, so how do I deal with that? So A, if it's small enough, I could just overlook it. That could just simply not think about it. It's not a big deal. If it's bigger, however, so there are two ways. Again, I fell into the trap. I was duped. I didn't have enough money. I made a terrible mistake. But the problem with that, of course, is that a person ignores the role of God within their union. Meidach, on the other hand, yeshna manoshim hanotim lispate. Other on the other hand, there are some people ready to say, ze hazivog sheyuali min hashamayim. This is my bashert. This is whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided for me from the heavens. Kach gozer alai Hashem Yisbarach arba'im yom kodem yitzirasi. It's quoting over here the Gemara Maseches Nida, where the Gemara says that 40 days before a child is born, a baskol, a heavenly voice, comes out and says, ploni leploni, right? So-and-so is going to marry so-and-so. That's the concept of bashert, that even before we're born, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and announces. Doesn't mean you marry your bashert, right? A person could not end up marrying their bashert for a whole variety of just bad choices or bad reasons, bad decisions. So on one hand, you could have a person where their reaction to the faults of the spouse is, "This is terrible, I got duped, I made a mistake." Or the other possibility is, "Look, this is my bashert. This is my bashert. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted for me." Reish Chaf Beis. Vihine, ha'af omnam shedivreim shal ha'achronim emes v'nochon v'yatzis. So we'll say now, of course, the question is, who is correct? What is the correct approach? So it goes without saying that the statement of the spiritual individual that says, "Look, this is my bashert, you know, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind for me," that of course, those are true statements. Those are true statements. Ulam, ha'adam tzarech livdal ka'im be'emes gufo livavo nimtzayim b'madrego zu shalemuna. But I will say, this is amazing. A person has to make sure that their body and their soul is really on the level to make such a statement like that of faith. Emuna zu shorasha b'neshama hamaseges es ha'emuna u'mikabosa b'simcho ba'ava. This type of emuna, to be able to say, "This is my basher, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will." So that type of emuna is rooted in an understanding soul that is able to accept everything that happens with happiness and joy and love. Ulam gufo shala adam pamim sha'afu makabos osbemuna. But the body, sometimes the body accepts something, altsemuna, Va'azai matzavo shel adam mechitov. Ulam pamim be'emuna zu kayamas rak b'nishmaso shel adam. Ve'ilu eitzel gufo hinimtzis kima'at rak b'machshavo sav o b'fiv. Ulam libo ina b'madrega l'kabel emuna zu. We'll say this is such a profound statement. So the Mechaber says, so there are times where body and soul are on the same level. And when the person makes an incredible statement of emuna, so the body, meaning I'm able to live with that statement of emuna. There are other times when we say things that we truly believe. I truly believe it to be true, but I'm not ready to go ahead and actually live that principle through my physicality. And we all encounter this struggle in some way, shape, or form, because there are many things we believe, and we believe them to be unequivocally and absolutely true. But what's our problem? Or what's our challenge? Our challenge is in the execution, right? Our challenge is not in the belief. I believe. My problem is taking that belief and actually using it and actually allowing it to inform the way that I live. And that's why many of us sometimes feel like we have this disconnect between what I believe and what I do. And the truth is, it's not that there's anything wrong with us. Sometimes it's just the natural nature of the natural state of the human condition. But my neshama believes certain things. Is my guf able to actually do it, actually able to execute? So the way he's bringing this into marriage over here is the following. That remember, a person sees the imperfections in the spouse, and a person could say, look, this is bashert, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for me, this is God's plan. And a person may believe that. That's wonderful. The question is, can you actually live like that? Can you actually go ahead and day to day live in a marriage, in a situation with that understanding? Or are you espousing a very nice belief that you have in your heart, that you have in your soul, but in reality, you won't be able to execute that particular spiritual belief? See, he writes over here, as you all see, we'll stop over here for today. Let's just go a little bit for it. Matzav zem is chalik l'shnayim. So we'll say, so this state, actually, you know what? We will stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Hashem with this paragraph tomorrow, Reish Chav Beis Matzav Zem.